This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation yesterday, both the leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability." The Prime Minister thanked Mr. Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year. The government says the sweeping goods and services tax or GST reforms will strengthen the cooperative sector, making their products competitive, increasing demand for their products and increasing the income of cooperatives. In a statement, the Ministry of Cooperation said that the GST reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship, promote cooperatives in the food processing sector and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. The ministry said the GST reforms will directly impact cooperatives, farmers, rural enterprises and benefit more than 10 crore dairy farmers in the country. The cooperation ministry said the reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the newly introduced GST rates and slabs will have a significant impact on the agriculture sector. Speaking at a press conference in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan explained that the changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing farmers' profits, he added.
हमारा संकल्प है खेती में उत्पादन की लागत घटाना और उत्पादन बढ़ाना उत्पादन बढ़ेगा और लागत घटेगी तो किसान का खेती में प्रॉफिट बढ़ेगा और जीएसटी में जो सुधार किए गए हैं उनको अगर देखेंगे तो उनका बड़ा लाभ देश के किसानों को मिलने वाला है
यूथ अफेयर्स एंड स्पोर्ट्स मिनिस्टर मनसुख मांडविया टुडे सेड दैट संडेज ऑन साइकिल हैज बिकम अ मूवमेंट इन द कंट्री ही सेड दैट टू स्टे फिट एंड प्रमोट स्वदेशी Over 50 MPs participated in the event, spreading the message of Swadeshi to the nation. The minister said this while participating in Fit India Sundays on Cycle with the theme of Garv Se Swadeshi in collaboration with Indian Railways in New Delhi. He said that the event was organized at more than 8,000 locations across the country. He added that cycling is the message of Fit India, it is the best exercise and it is the solution to pollution. Talking about GST reforms, the minister highlighted that the GST on bicycles has been reduced from 18 to 5%.
स्वदेशी मंत्र और फिट इंडिया मंत्र को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए देश में 8000 से अधिक स्थानों पर संडे ऑन साइकिलिंग हुआ आज ध्यानचंद स्टेडियम में आप स्वदेशी के ब्रांड से बिकने वाले सभी स्पोर्ट्स गुड को देखा हम सब लोगों ने गर्व से स्वदेशी की बात मुझे खुशी है प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जीएसटी बहुत कम कर दिया और सभी स्पोर्ट्स गुड्स वाले ने आज मोदी जी को शुक्रिया कहा क्योंकि जो स्वदेशी शूज 2000 में मिलते थे अभी जीएसटी 18% से कम होकर 5% हो गया
पोस्टल ट्रैफिक टू द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स हैज प्लमटेड बाय ओवर 80% फॉलोइंग द इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ न्यू टैरिफ्स ऑन 29th of August अकॉर्डिंग टू द यूनिवर्सल पोस्टल यूनियन यूपीयू अ यूएन एजेंसी द ड्रॉप कम्स आफ्टर द यूएस एंडेड अ लॉन्ग स्टैंडिंग रूल दैट अलाउड स्मॉल पैकेजेस वर्थ अंडर $800 टू एंटर ड्यूटी फ्री अ रेयर सेलेस्टियल इवेंट इज सेट टू अनफोल्ड टुनाइट as a rare total lunar eclipse will be visible in the night sky. The eclipse will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. According to media reports, the eclipse will begin tonight at 8:58 p.m. and end at 2:25 a.m. on 8th of September. And that is the end of this news bulletin.